BBC News with Charles Carroll. The United States says it cannot allow diplomatic paralysis to serve as a shield for the Syrian leadership. The State Department criticized Russia after it used a meeting of the five permanent members of the Security Council to block a resolution which would have authorized measures to protect civilians in Syria. From the United Nations, here's Nick Bryant.
Britain convened the meeting of the permanent five members of the Security Council to discuss a possible resolution authorising the use of force in Syria. But it failed to break the diplomatic deadlock between the UK, US and France, who favour a military response to last week's chemical attack, and Russia and China, which have repeatedly blocked punitive measures against the Assad regime. America said afterwards they'd heard nothing different from the Russians during the closed-door meeting, and also that the Syrian government couldn't continue to hide behind what it called Moscow's intransigence.
The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that the UN cannot consider any draft resolution or proposed action in Syria before the UN weapons inspectors there finish their investigation into last week's alleged chemical attack. Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, has meanwhile called for UN inspectors to be allowed to complete their work without military or political pressure. Syrians in Damascus are preparing for possible airstrikes, with people stocking up on basic supplies or trying to find somewhere to stay away from the likeliest targets. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen sent this report from the city.
Damascus seems quieter than on trips I made here earlier this year. The city's awaiting decisions that are being taken elsewhere. The Syrian war is about to move into a new phase. Army roadblocks stop traffic every few miles down the highway in from the Lebanese border, as they have since the war started. I saw some activity around military bases, men moving about the entrances. News agencies quoting residents and opponents of the Assad regime have reported that some heavy weaponry has been moved out of bases and staff have partially vacated some headquarters buildings.
President Obama has been addressing crowds in Washington commemorating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's landmark I Have a Dream speech. President Obama praised what he called Dr. King's soaring oratory. He also hailed other civil rights demonstrators of the time.
Because they marched, the civil rights law was passed. Because they marched, a voting rights law was signed. Because they marched, doors of opportunity and education swung open so their daughters and sons could finally imagine a life for themselves beyond washing somebody else's laundry or shining somebody else's shoes. Because they marched, city councils changed and state legislatures changed and Congress changed and, yes, eventually the White House changed.
World News from the BBC. Israeli authorities have completed what's said to be the last major airlift of an ancient community of Ethiopian Jews seeking a new home in Israel. Two flights carrying 450 people have arrived in Tel Aviv. The Falashmura are a community whose ancestors converted from Judaism to Christianity under duress a century ago, but who've retained some Jewish customs. Thousands of Ethiopian Jews have resettled in Israel, but many complain of discrimination in their new homeland. In the United States, a military court has sentenced a former U.S. Army psychiatrist to death after finding him guilty of shooting dead 13 soldiers in 2009. Prosecutors say that Nidal Hassan, a convert to Islam, targeted soldiers at the Fort Hood base in Texas in revenge for civilian deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq. Alistair Leithhead reports.
Major Nidal Hassan sat in a wheelchair as the panel of military jurors delivered their ruling. He was paralysed by the shots that finally stopped his killing spree on this same base 4 years ago. His beard now unkempt and greying, the 42-year-old listened carefully as the prosecutor went through the personal stories of each life he took, the loss suffered by parents, widows and children. He looked at each photograph of the 13 he killed. One, a pregnant woman, her unborn child also died, but he showed little sign of emotion.
Scientists in California say a slowdown in the rate of global warming can be explained by a natural cooling in part of the Pacific Ocean. Their research, published in the journal Nature, explains why there has been no significant global warming in the past 15 years. The scientists say that the colder waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean have counteracted the increased levels of man-made carbon dioxide. But they warn that the Pacific will enter a warmer phase at some point, at which the global average temperatures will accelerate upwards. BBC News.